I'm Reen Schwarzer, and you're listening to the Giant Sword Podcast. Microphones, activate!
I'm your party leader, Nick. Joining me as always is Taylor. Taylor!
Nick, I'm in the merry land of California again.
Are you? I haven't seen you in a while. I haven't seen you here.
It's been a couple days.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your merry time here?
I am. I still need to get ramen, though. That's the one thing I haven't had. I've had In-N-Out a couple times already, but have not had my ramen. So I got to get my ramen before I leave.
Tomorrow?
Possibly. Tomorrow might be crazy because we're dealing with a interesting client, but if time allows, absolutely.
All right, we'll try for tomorrow, or we'll try for, I don't know when you're leaving.
Yeah, I'm not leaving till Tuesday now, so maybe that Monday.
Okay.
One way or another.
So have you been, it's been a couple crazy few weeks, right? We haven't had an episode in a long time because of that.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. We've just been very busy and hard to, you know, get our schedules together. Hey, we did film a spoiler cast, so I'll get that out.
And yeah, hopefully we'll get a couple episodes back to back real quick.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? Before we started recording, you're going and stuff like that. And I was thinking, and it's like, you're doing the Doug thing, right?
Yeah.
have you ever watched the Disney's Doug?
Yeah, it's very different.
It is very different. It's very weird.
Yeah, different music. The characters are drawn totally different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. So I wanted to see if you had an opinion on it. Because I remember it's like, let's see how this Disney Doug's all out. The thing on it, and
yeah, what's it all about?
And the first thing happened was the new intro. I'm like, this isn't Doug. Yeah.
I know, it's so different.
But yeah, that bugged me, and you made me reminded me of it. All right, so man, today has been very announcement heavy for me in general, because it's been a lot of announcements. They showed off a new Wheel of Time or In Time, I don't know, trailer. So I woke up this morning and my dad's really into this Wheel of Time show. I have no idea what it is, some of Amazon show, and he's like, yeah, this just happened, this new trailer just released. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then like an hour later, One Wheel had an event. And they just announced two new One Wheels, and I'm like, well, I gotta buy the new model.
How many wheels?
It's still One Wheel.
It's just... No, but there's Wheel of Time, there's One Wheel.
Oh, exactly. So many wheels. But yeah, they announced a freaking new One Wheel that could go 32 miles in one charge. Okay. And it's stronger, so I'm like, oh well, I gotta get it.
You need it. How far can your current one go?
Current one could go like 12 to like 18 miles, but for me, because I'm a heavy guy, it usually only goes like 12 miles. So gotcha. The minimum for the new one is like 20 miles, so it goes like 20 to 32 miles. So 20 miles is better than just 12 miles, right? And I was like, you know what? I got to lose some weight. I'm going to lose like 50 pounds. That's the goal. Because this thing doesn't come out until the next year. So.
Do you have it pre-ordered?
Yes, I do.
Nice. And then just sell the old one or keep it? Or
I'm going to keep the old one. I have the XR and the pint. I'm going to give the pint to my niece. Because she's ridden it before and she liked it. So I'm like, I don't need this anymore. So here's a present.
There you go. You think your bro will let you do that?
Oh yeah, that's fine. he lets her you know, ride the damn thing. So and then it's for like all the kids, so that all the kids can play on it. And it's a small tiny thing that doesn't, you know, only lasts like 6 miles, so it's not that powerful.
Gotcha.
And then they had this PlayStation event, and you were like, are you ready? Are you ready for the Final Fantasy 16 event? I'm like, that's not
me putting my clown mask on.
Yeah, I was like, that's not happening, buddy.
Hey, I knew I was a clown for even suggesting it. At least they owned up to it.
Yeah, so you know what? You got my hopes up because I thought you knew something. You knew something, you know, in the behind.
Well,
the
I kind of did. I did kind of know something. So they put up a Final Fantasy 16 game page on PlayStation.com like this week. So I'm like, maybe that's a hint that it's coming this week or something, but it turned out to be nothing.
Nothing. Oh. Sadly. I haven't seen anything on that game for a long time, and I didn't even know that was State of Play. You just reminded me like yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess we'll do something about it. And then we watched it, and I was like, well, yeah, this definitely is the State of Play. Garbage.
Pretty much. pretty much.
You know, the last, I would say, 4 or 5 State of Plays have just made me miserable.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, it hasn't been great.
It's like, what is going on? Why are they showing us this stuff?
It's crap. It's
crap. I mean, they show us a lot of games, but like 4 or 5 of the games are like the same over like isometric dungeon crawler that, you know, is a roguelike game. And it's like, I've seen this game before, and it has the very bland texture art style like that game they showed today, which was like you're like the bird.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at it, I'm like, man, this game would be cool if there wasn't like 10 of them being released in the same year. I felt bad about that.
Yeah, a lot of these games are so small scale. I just don't know why they bother. It's like, here's the formula for a good one of these things. It's like, open with some shocking announcement and then go, wow, are you excited about this new thing? Well, we got some more stuff for you. And then you have all the crap that they had today, and then you end it with another big surprise or something that people have been anticipating. None of this, like, indie third-party games, like King of Fighters, fine. There was really only one big surprise that got everybody talking today.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that later. And we all know it's Five Nights at Freddy's, but we'll talk about that later. I can't believe they ended on the game they ended on. I had no idea what I was watching. I was like, what is this? Is this Dreams? What's it called? Kind of Like a Devil or something like that? Like a Devil?
Oh, the little devil inside or something?
Yeah, like the devil inside or something like that.
Yeah, I think that was what it was called, yeah.
I feel like a curmudgeon because everything, I'm just like, oh, these games suck. This game's awful. This game's like, I bet you these games are good. It's just like not our taste, man. It's not our taste. It just feels like the gaming industry just putting out a bunch of the same old stuff now.
Yeah.
Except for like that Suda 51 game that we were that was like an arena. It wasn't really Suda 51. It kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
It was just like an arena fighter.
Well, they made it. So this is like a weird spinoff because they had another game called Let It Die, and it was like a free to play dungeon crawler thing. It was really weird. So this is like some spinoff of that, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is actually interesting. It's something different. So that's good. They showed off Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm like, okay, I finally see. This is like, this will be fun. It's kind of like, it feels like the whole game is just puzzles and there's 5 Mr. X's chasing you.
Yeah, it weirdly has a lot of production value. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, whoa, this is not like a normal, just like one screen click around kind of game. Like,
yeah, because Scott gave a permission for like another company to make it.
Oh, okay.
He's heavily involved, but he's like, you guys can make it. I'll just sign on to story stuff.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
These are the guys who made the VR game.
Oh, okay.
But this game has been in production for like 3 or 4 years now. It's been a long time.
Really?
And
Okay, wow. That's quite a while.
it got delayed this entire year. That's why it looks a lot better. Before it looked kind of indie-ish, but now it's like it looks way better. That's way more quality on it. So
Yeah, it looks
it's good.
legit.
And then they decided to randomly just, like, huh, Star Ocean. What?
I know, right?
I
Out of nowhere, from
don't know.
out of nowhere.
It's a new, brand new Star Ocean. It's not called Star Ocean 6, but it definitely is Star Ocean 6. Taylor, I knew, like, when I saw this, I'm like, I know Taylor is just like, oh no. Oh no.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm shocked they made another. I thought after Star Ocean 5, they're like, well, that was terrible. We're done. But I guess this is like their redemption arc or something. This is like their make good game. And it looks, I mean, I don't think the story is gonna be very good, but like from a gameplay perspective, it looks interesting. Like it's open world, you can fly around, like pretty fast action combat. It looks cool. But we will have to wait and see. I am my expectations are like bottom of the barrel right now. So if it's like above a six, I'll be like, hey, good job.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. When did the fifth one come out? What year?
I think like 2014. Let me look at this up. Star Ocean
If
5.
it's 2014, then it's been a long time since that one.
2016.
Okay.
2016.
That's still a long time. It's 5 years.
That's like 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a while. Yeah, it's coming out next year. And it was announced, obviously it was announced for PS4 and PS5, but
But
later they said it's coming to Xbox and PC
yeah.
also.
All right, and it was very chuggy during that trailer. I was like, "Oh, that better not be
There
there during the
was.
game."
Yeah, I mean it's still in development, so I'm sure they just wanted to show off more of it. But yeah, that one like white city where he's fl they're flying around, yeah, definitely looked chuggy. So hopefully for PS5 they fix it.
Yeah, I remember we were watching it live in the Discord, and we're like, "Yeah, woo! That JRPG was announced! Woohoo!" We got something for once.
The weird name, the Divine Force. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like a dual protagonist story, and there's apparently you play as a lot of different characters. So at first, it looked like a Xenoblade game. When I first saw it, and I saw him flying around, I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, I had to do but right away, everyone's like, Star Ocean, Star Ocean, Star Ocean. I'm like, R really? Well, I guess it's Star Ocean.
Well, because when it said Tri-Ace, that's like what Tri-Ace is known for, Star Ocean.
Yeah, I guess
So,
I guess I missed the Tri-Ace logo, but it was just like, oh, okay. You don't have very much, sci-fi JRPGs, so it's good.
No, we sure don't. So,
Okay,
it's
so
good that they're at least giving it a try.
I haven't played Star Ocean 2 or 3. I messed around with Star Ocean 1, and that was just awful, and I hated it. So hopefully, but people have like memories of Star Ocean 2 and 3 being good. So I wonder if they actually are good. So if you guys want to tell me, like, it's like, oh yeah, you should go try it. I will actually try it, 2 and 3.
Well, it's funny that you say that. I was talking with Craftium today, and we were trying to figure that out. And I'm like, here's real talk. Has Star Ocean ever been good? Because like five was bad and four was okay. And I'm with you. I kind of didn't really like the remaster of one. And then I haven't played two, or I haven't played three. And I played two when it came out, and it was fine. But I was also in an era of like. That was like P the PS1's heyday when like I think we just were like, oh yeah, all JRPGs are good, I guess. So I don't know if it really is good. And that could be blasphemy to a lot of people, but
That's
yeah.
exactly so, because I haven't played 2 and I haven't played 3, but every Star Ocean that I've played has been mediocre. So I was like, huh, is there actually a good one in the series? I wonder. Because I want to play a good Star Ocean game because the concept's cool. Space, it's a space exploration JRPG. It's cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like space meets fantasy. That's kind of what it's always been about. And if they can nail it, great. But Yeah, it's always been like a budget. To me, it's always been like a budget JRPG series where it's like it's so close, but they never quite nail it. So.
It's like, yes, you guys split off from the Tails team to make your own Tails. But you made it
But
3D,
it's
you made it a 3D combat, which is obviously a mistake. You got to make it 2D. Duh. No,
Yep.
it's always been 3D. Even in the first ones, 3D. It's just like, no. No.
No.
No. But we'll see. We'll see. Do you think there's gonna be any other announcements in this year?
Maybe. We still have the Game Awards. That's the last big event before the year's over. So we could get something at the Game Awards. Usually it's not a very JRPG heavy show.
We don't have Smash to save it anymore, so
True.
what do you think they're gonna show?
At the Game Awards?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of. I mean, Jeff Keighley really leans into PlayStation pretty hard, and even Nintendo to a certain extent. So I could, Naughty Dog has apparently been working on like a multiplayer mode or a multiplayer spinoff for Last of Us 2. So I could see them showcasing that there. Maybe Metroid Prime 4 or something.
Yeah, they're still working on that. I'm waiting because I know this is going to be shown here. The next Elder Scrolls is finally going to be able to be shown. And they announced the last one at the Game Awards, so I want to see. I've just been waiting for a long time. Let's see.
It's
Because it.
possible. I mean, they're still working on what's that game called?
Oh, yeah, because they showed.
Starfield?
Did they show Starfield at the last Game Awards, right? I think they
I
did.
think, I mean, they might have. They showed it off at E3, I think. They did a little like in-engine trailer thing and they announced a release date, but I don't really know if they showed like gameplay.
Oh man, I just really want to see a new Elder Scrolls. I just want like remember do you remember the reveal trailer of not the teaser they showed at the Game Awards, but the reveal trailer of Skyrim? That was so epic. Oh. Watch it. This I think it was at e it's I think it's E3 they showed the reveal trailer. And that was just super epic. And I really want to see something like that again.
Mean, that game has sold so many copies and it's been re-released so many times.
And I've never beat it. I've never beat that game.
Yeah, me neither.
I've played the hell out of it, but I've never beat the main quest. Yep. All right, what was the next thing? I forgot about the next thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, the Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster series, Final Fantasy V, is going to launch in November 10th. What are your thoughts on the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters?
I hope they come to console. That's my thought. They've just really taken their time. Like they're slowly releasing them on, mobile and PC, but I really hope they put it on console. And I don't know what they're waiting for. I wonder if they're waiting for all of them to come out on PC and mobile first, and then they'll tweak it, and then they'll put it on, and then they'll put it on consoles. I don't know, but it's just kind of getting annoying at this point that they're not on consoles.
But do you like the look? Do you like what they're doing? Do you wish there was more?
I like the HD 2D look way better, like Octopath. Like if they remade him in that style, that'd be way better. That's obviously way more work. And to be clear, I also don't really have any history with Final Fantasy like pre-7, so I don't have any nostalgia for those games.
So you are
But
the
that's fine, I guess.
You are the you are the Final Fantasy equivalent to the Persona 3 fan.
Basically. But to be fair, a lot, I think that 7 is where most Final Fantasy fans jumped in on.
You know what they need to do? They need I don't know if they already released the Final Fantasy 6 version of the
Not
Pixel
yet,
Remaster.
no.
Okay, so what they should have done is they should have done the Pixel Remaster series 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then like a 2D HD of Final Fantasy VI. Like it's a completely another remade game.
That would have
That's
been
what
awesome.
they should have done.
They should have. I think people would have loved that because people keep talking about like remaking it, and I'm like, I don't. I think it would lose its charm if it was remade in like full 3D. Like, I don't know if that's what people want. I think people would be excited with that in a HD 2D. And same thing with Chrono Trigger. That would be amazing if they remade it in that engine, because they're testing that with the Dragon Quest. I think it's 3 remake with the HD 2D engine. And I'm like, remake all your games like this. Like, if I was Square, what I would do is I would take Tokyo RPG Factory off making their own games, and I would just literally, they would be true to their name as a RPG factory, and they would just churn out old classic remakes in that HD 2D engine. That's what I would have them do.
Are they actually making something right now?
That's a great question. Not that I know
I
of.
thought they got dissolved.
I don't think so. So the last game was Onanaki in 2019, and they were putting out basically like, so there was I Am Setsuna, and then a year later was Lost Sphere, and then 2 years later was Onanaki. So maybe they're going to take 3 years to put out whatever they do next. So maybe next year they'll have a game.
It's going to be an action RPG because that's where everything's going, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Tails kind of stuck to their roots. What'd you find?
I was looking at our Tokyo RPG Factory's Wikipedia page, and it said there's only 10 employees, which doesn't sound right.
No, compared to what their games are, it does sound correct, actually, dude.
Well, I mean, so if there's only 10 people making these games, I guess they can afford to not sell that much then.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like an RPG Maker team, right? They're working on RPG Maker. That's what the kind of games they're making. Very simple JRPGs. I haven't played the new one, though.
Onanaki, yeah, I heard it was okay. So far, it seems like the games are getting progressively worse, which is weird.
That
People seem to
sucks.
really like I Am Setsuna the most. Lost Sphere was okay, and then Onanaki was. Ugh.
I Am Setsuna was like incomplete. That's what I felt like. There's so many things that they probably wanted to do but didn't have the time or budget to do it. And
Really?
it feels that way, yeah. Because the only thing you can do really is just do the main quest. And there's so many other places to explore. Like you could find other places on the world map and they're just completely empty. And you're like, there's something that had to be here. But no. Yeah, it's very interesting. What these games could have been, you know, it makes you re really makes you think.
Yeah. And by the way, for whatever it's worth, I did look up the review scores for their last three games, and yeah, the review scores have progressively gone down. So for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, well, people weren't forgiving of their, you know, the mediocreness of them, I guess. But I'm pretty sure they're trying their best. It's just, you know, you can only do so much with the budget and time that they've been given.
Yep. And I mean, that's interesting. I mean, looking at those games through the lens of only 10 people working on them, and like I look at them totally differently now. Because to me, I'm like, oh, there's like 30 or 40 people working on that. And it's like, come on, you guys could have made something better than that. But if there's only 10 people working on it, then maybe it's more understandable.
They just need to make, they need to give a 2D JRPG a moderate budget and see what they can make with that. And not, I'm not talking about Bravely Default either. I'm talking about an actual like 2D sprite kind of game. It could be the sprite, the characters are all 2D sprites and stuff like that. And the worlds are 3D, like classic PS1 games.
Like Octopath Traveler.
Exactly. Do more of that. Just
Yeah,
don't.
that's what I'm saying.
And it doesn't have to be like turn-based. It could still be like, you know, action a little bit.
What you need to do, you need to make like a fighting game where it's on a 2D plane and you have all your characters and
I know where you're going with that. I know where you're going with that. That would be cool. Make a sl I don't know what people would think about it. Make it like a more slower and evo involved Tails fighting system. So you have to find a way to break someone's guard, and like, you know, attack low and then do a combo if you hit him and stuff like that. It'd be interesting, but I don't know. I think people would find it too slow.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if battles were rare.
If you can get in and out of battles quickly, then maybe. Because that's course. It. It's gotta be snappy.
Of course it'll be snappy. It's you know what era we live in? We live in the era of the SSD. Everything's snappy. Quick. If it's not loaded in about 0.2 seconds, then it's too long and you gotta refund it.
Yep.
Alright, so I moved into so I just finished Breath of Fire 3. Just earlier today.
Yeah,
and it's a fun game. I liked it. Join. It's a classic. It's got a classic feel. Definitely not a Taylor game. Definitely not a Taylor game. Holy crap, no. It's sometimes there's some archaic parts to it, and it's like, you know, you have to go on a guide. This is the game where this is a perfect game for a guide. Because I played it and I missed so much crap in this game. Holy crap. I was looking at the guy and he was like, okay, so you should have this, this, and this, and you should be using these characters. I'm like, well, I didn't do that at all.
So did you like have to go back and grind and get weapons and stuff?
No, I just went with it. I was good until I think the last two bosses. I'm not gonna get like the final bosses, right? You guys who played Breath of Fire 3, you would know what I'm talking about. And I was at the point where I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna grind anything. I've played this game enough. I know how it is. I enjoyed it. If I'll play it again, maybe next time I'll be able to be, you know, ready for this. Because I guess I leveled up the wrong characters and they weren't good for these bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was loaded up my emulator, turned on all the cheats that made me invulnerable and had unlimited MP, and I just attacked. Boo, Nick. Yeah, okay. It's fine. I got to the exact end of the game. I'm fine with it. And I knew that I missed so much stuff. I mean, I think I got all the dragon genes. Maybe I missed one dragon gene, but I got most of them. I just didn't get like the good stuff. I didn't get a lot of skills because this game, you could act like a blue mage and just examine monsters and have them attack you, and you learn skills from that. I didn't exactly get what the masters are for. Like, I would level up like 5 levels or something like that with the masters, and I'll go back and like, oh, you need to level up more to get my skills. I'm like, well, the skills you give me are crap. What am I supposed to do? So I didn't really look into which master for each character.
Oops.
So, yeah, it's interesting, but there's a lot of random battles, so you definitely would not like that. But cool characters. So, nice. What I'm going to play next is obvious, right?
Yeah, you're going to play Star Ocean 5.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to play, Star Ocean 5. So I started Breath of Fire 4, so I'm going to mess with that a little bit.
That has a really cool visual look to it.
It's just a more... I don't know what to call it. It's still pixel characters, but it looks... pastel-y? Is that?
Yeah.
It's like the palette, the color palette is really weird or interesting. Not weird, but like lighter. It's interesting. It's different.
Yeah. No, I think pastel-y is a good way to put it. Like, so the main character, you know, he's got blue hair, obviously. That blue really pops. So like when you look at screenshots and stuff, that character just really pops out at you.
Did you see the post? Did you see the picture I posted in Home Village?
I did not. I'll have to look.
Because I was like, Breath of Fire, itchy. So look at it.
Whoa. Oh, what the hell?
What you're thinking is exactly what happened.
Interesting.
And that happened in Breath of Fire 3 as well, where you rescue this witch. And she's completely naked. And she just like walks. She just walks up to Ryu, and Ryu's like looking away, all nervous. It's funny. It's like this game has full frontal, full pixel nudity, man.
Crazy.
Why isn't this rated M?
I know. T for teen? What the hell is this crap?
Exactly. I don't even know if it's teen for teen. It might be E for everyone.
Well, unless Google's lying to me, it's definitely
the T for
teen? Definitely T. Yeah.
All right. It's got to be blood or something in it. So yeah, that's the next one, obviously. I think that after that, I'll probably go with a PS2 game. I don't know which one. Maybe Radiata Stories.
I know that one. We just keep circling around that one. We've never beat it. That might be fun to finally get around to.
Definitely got to. maybe I should start streaming and streaming my playthroughs of the games I'm playing.
There you go. There you go. So there's no JRPGs coming out in the next, basically the rest of the year that catch your interest?
Nothing. Nada. I mean, does Rune Factory 5 come out next year, right?
It should. It doesn't have a release date yet, though. But
it doesn't? I thought it did.
Does it?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe it's like March or something.
Yeah, let me see. Rune Factory 5.
Did you mean Rune Factory 5?
Collector's Edition.
Yeah, March 2022. Okay. Yeah. March 22nd, to be specific.
All right. So that's the thing. That's the thing. What about you, Taylor? Are you going to be playing? What JRPG would you like to play? And I know that you are very busy, so you're playing a lot of, you know, turn your brain off games.
Yeah. The next one that kind of has my interest is Blue Reflection Second Light, which is from Gust, who makes all the Atelier games. And it's like a magical girl kind of game. And it's like these high school girls, they get like spirited away to like another world. And so you like live at your high school in this other world. And so you have to like, it seems Persona-ish in that like you don't go to class or anything, but I think you're trying to like rebuild your school in this other world. And then you know, go do turn-based combat and stuff like that. It looks cool. It looks interesting. So, looking forward to checking that one out. I think that comes out pretty soon.
What chance is it going to be if it turn? What chance does it have to turn into another Time of Eternity?
I think low, because I've heard a lot of good things about the first game. They're like, yeah, it's good. It had some problems, but it's like pretty solid overall. And I think, I mean, Gust is like, they're a funny developer because they don't make huge changes from game to game. They make like these little tiny incremental changes, and then eventually it gets like way better. So I think with this one, they'll probably, you know, they've learned some things from Atelier and from the first game. So it won't be like garbage, but I don't think it's going to be like game of the year either.
It's not going to be garbage, but it could be Taylor garbage. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or it could be game of the year. It could be like weird Taylor taste, and it's like, how did this happen?
Yeah, it could. You know, we just never know with you. What we need in our crew is someone who just like spends most of their time just playing these type of games. So we have their opinion, because we don't play these games. But I know
like the Atelier games?
Just like the Gust games and stuff like that. Those C-ranked JRPGs, you know.
I know, we got to get Isual in here as a guest every once in a while.
Can you tell us about the story? I don't play that, son.
I know, right? I skip all that crap.
Any old game would you not like? Let's not say old, but any game that you've missed in the last, you know, generation or so that you would want to go back to, try it out?
Nothing that I never played, but honestly, what game has continued to catch my eye is Ni No Kuni. I kind of want to replay the original Ni No Kuni. And there's a remastered version that runs at like 60 frames and stuff like that. So I've been looking, I've kind of had my eye on that one. But that's kind of it. There isn't a whole lot from, you know, of stuff that I never played or that I'm curious about. I feel like most of the stuff I'm pretty good with.
You know,
there are some games. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Keep going.
No, I mean, there are some games that I would like to play eventually just to say I played them. Like, I think Xenogears is one of them. I think Radiata Stories is another one. Just because these are games that Connor has regularly told us to play. And I think they're pretty good, but yeah.
It'd be hard for, you know, I think it'd be hard for you maybe.
No, you're totally right. I have to power through it, but at least I can say, hey,
I did
I
it.
Finally beat it. Yeah.
You are forgetting one big game that you need to play. Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
You need to play Persona 5 Royal.
Ah, that's true. I do need to play Persona 5 Royal. I have not beat that. Mm-hmm. Or even played it at all. So I have it. I actually own it. It's still in the wrapping. It's just sitting on my shelf. I'm like, someday when I don't have anything to play, which is never, but I don't know when I'll get around to it.
It could be one of those games that you play on the, you know, play an hour or two here, but then when another game comes, because you know the story, right? So
that's true.
Another game comes, true. You can play in that and then get back to Persona until you get to the new stuff.
That's actually, yeah, that might be the way to go.
I want to see your opinion on it. Oh, no, it'll be fun to talk about. It could be another spoiler cast, like 3 years after it came out.
Yeah, right? Way after the fact.
I don't think that matters. I think people just want to hear us talk about games more in depth and spoilery, even if they are like 10, 15, 5 years old.
Yep. No, I think you're right.
Alrighty. So let's do some questions.
Alright.
Alright, so Narrative Gatekeeper asks, how much of an influence does a game's art style have on what you choose to play? Can a game's art style be a deal breaker? Can it be what attracts you to play something?
Yes, to both. people have regularly told me to play this strategy RPG called Felseal Arbiter's Mark, but every time I look at the art style, I just can't stand it. And I'm like, I know that game's probably great, but I hate the art style, and I can't get myself to play it because I hate the art style. It just looks, it looks rough, it looks, I don't know what it is, there's something about it I just can't stand it.
Is it Western?
It is Western, but they try to do the, it's like this weird pixel art Felseal.
I'm looking at it right now. So the art, the character art looks like it's from Baldur's Gate kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it's cool art, and then the pixel art, it looks like we're playing like Ragnarok or something.
Yeah, it just looks cheap. It's weird. Yeah, there's like a huge, like, what's the word? Can't think of the word, but yeah, like the character portrait art is really great, and then the in-game art looks really cheap. It looks like a mobile game or something. So yeah, I know if I just got over it, I'd probably really love it, but I just, man, I can't.
When did this come out?
A couple years ago, I think. I think maybe last year, the year before, something like that. 2019. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably just upset a lot of people.
I know, probably. And then I definitely do the other way where the art style looks great, and then I play it and it's just garbage. There's this game that I kind of had my eye on for a long time called, I think it's pronounced Zengion or Zengion or something. And it's like a roguelite game where you pick your character and you do all the typical stuff. You get power-ups, randomly generated levels and stuff. And it's got like a cool like anime art style. If anything has like an anime art style, I'll give it a look. I'll at least look into it. And then I played it and, man, it's just so bad. I was like, oh man, this is just a wasted $20. And then I immediately bought Hades for $25. I'm like, this game is infinitely better.
It got you in with its art.
Yep, it suckered me in. And then there's another game that I reviewed. It was the same thing. Like the art style looked really fantastic. And it was a strategy RPG, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome. And then I played it, and then, man, I just really didn't like it.
You didn't like the bosses. So,
yeah, the bosses were super cheap. What the heck is the name of that game?
I know exactly what game you're talking about.
Oh, Fae Tactics. Yeah, Fae Tactics. Oh, that game looks gorgeous. The pixel art in that game is absolutely gorgeous. But then the gameplay, like the boss battles, are just so annoying. Yeah.
Why can't no one just, you know, create the magic that works with Final Fantasy Tactics?
Right? There's a formula. It's just sitting right there.
I know. Just use Wait. It.
Just copy it. It's fine.
Ignore. Don't do Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem's trash. Do Tactics. Final Fantasy Tactics. You can even do Tactics Ogre.
Yeah.
I do not like tactics games that where you can move all your characters at once and then they all move all their characters at once. I just don't like that. I like Same. It. I like it when you can move it, depending on your speed stat is you know how many times you can move. Puts you in the turn markers.
Yep.
I don't know what games do that other than Tactics. And Tactics Ogre.
Yep.
Yep. Mm. Games art style mm-hmm. can be jailbreaker. It can attract me to a game. I mean, the art style has to be atrocious. It has to be atrocious for me not to play it. And the only thing that I think is atrocious is like Tumblr art. You know exactly what kind of, art I'm talking about. It's that type of art. Or I don't know the corporate art. Have you seen corporate art?
I think, yeah.
You know, it's like every corporation has this stupid art style now where people just look really weird. Like sometimes they have like really huge arms and legs and a really tiny head. And it's just like, what the heck is this garbage? Who likes this? Likes this? I know I can't say it, but if you let me see.
I found it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
If you search this up, that's what you'll see. Oh my gosh! The first thing that pops up is
yeah. No, it was the same thing. Yeah, it was exactly what I was looking at. Yep.
It's a lot of bad memes in there, but yeah. It just that's the art that's just like what is this, but it's the art style that makes things purposefully ugly, and it's just like why do you want it to be like oblong, ugly?
Don't know.
You want it to look nice and you know pretty,
right?
And attractive. But yeah, that's the only thing really that would make me not play a game if it looked like that. Like instantly turn off.
That's funny.
Nova Chaser asks, what is your hot take on side quests? Do you like them? If so, is it for the sake of expanding the story or just getting stronger?
You go first this time. What do you think?
All right. It depends on how... There's different side quests, right? There's some side quests where it's very simple. Like, okay, go do this thing. And you get a cool item at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these other side quests where it's like... You learn about maybe one of your party members' backstory. And it just has nothing to do with the main story you're doing. It doesn't have any progression to that. But you learn... more about this character, and then maybe you'll get a specific item or skill for that character. And I like both of them, like those type of things. Those type of side quests are great. I don't like it when they like they're side quests, but you need to do them to progress in the game. Tales those of Arise.
You're not. Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, it's just because you don't have enough money and. Experience,
yeah. If you play on moderate, it's like the side quests and Tales of Arise. You have to do all of them. You have to do all of them before you exceed in that area, before you go forward in the story. And I didn't really mind it because it has good. They have fun side quests and easy side quests too. If you like are still just exploring around the world and. Doing just killing monsters and picking stuff up. Some of the side quests you could finish the moment you like find it.
And yes, yeah, if you have the items, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because they actually have unique, dialogue if that happens. So it's like you do the quests, and they're like, "Oh yeah, actually," or like Rin will be like, "Hey, actually, don't we already have these?" And then he'll be like, "I forget his name already," but the main guy will be like, "Alfin will already, will already be like, "Oh yeah, here, have them." And it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's good that they do that. It's not like you accept the quest and then talk to them again and then you do it. It actually just moves it along. But I know there's some, like, I want your opinion on it, Taylor. But what his question? But what is an annoying, like, what is a side quest that just annoys the hell out of you?
If it's like, hey, this guy across town has my laundry. Can you go get it? You run, you get the thing, and then you come back and you give it to him, and it's done. It's like, okay.
And then what do you wasted. Get? And then what do you get?
Yeah, nothing. Either like a little bit of money or like a crappy item or something. A little bit of experience. Like, to me, that's just like, how can we waste our players' time? You know, it's not fun. Yeah, to me, like, the best side quests are, like, I'll give you an example. This isn't a JRPG, but I'm sure there's a JRPG that does something like this. But in Horizon Zero Dawn, at one point, there's just this big hole in the ground. And you jump down there and you start exploring. And eventually you find this big case. And it's got this huge, like, set of armor. But you need 3 keys to open it. And you don't know where the keys are. So you just, eventually, as you explore the world, you find these 3 keys, and then when you go back, you can unlock it, and you get this really awesome armor. So stuff that gets like rewards to better your gear or whatever, those are my favorite. And honestly, depending on the game, I love side quests. Like, if they're quick and easy, like, they can be really addicting. Like the Fairy Tail RPG is... that's like all that game is. Like, the show is, they literally are mercenaries. People post jobs on the jobs board and then they go do them. Like, that's the game, or that's the show. So it's perfect for a JRPG. So you could just pick off quests and go do them.
Okay. So are some of those quests are picking up laundry?
Some of them. Most of them are like kill 10 wolves or whatever, or like get 5 wolf pelts or whatever. I mean, they're boring, but the combat in that game is really interesting, and it doesn't take long to finish them. And then I think that it also tracks stuff really well. So it'll tell you, like, hey, if you go to XYZ zones, you have a better chance of getting this item or whatever.
Yep.
And then, you know, I don't know if you would consider Social Link side quests, but those are that's the ultimate side quest right there.
Just doing side quests and making your wife who love you.
Exactly. Because it's like, it's good story and it gives you gameplay. So it's a little bit of both.
Indeed. Especially the type of game that you're playing. Hint, hint, wink, wink. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Josiah Otaku asks, what do you think about fashion or designs of characters in JRPGs? Has poor design of characters ever affected your enjoyment of a game? I think this might have been triggered by Limp Bizkit loving. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
The guy from Final Fantasy Origin or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I really genuinely can't think of a game where I'm like, I ain't playing that because the character looks stupid. I mean, you could probably pick out an answer for me better than I can.
I know a lot of people who think in Final Fantasy Tactics Advance 2 that the characters just look really stupid. They look overly designed, have too many belts and buckles and things and all that, and they're just like, that's stupid and I hate it. And I look at it and I'm like, I kind of get it, but it doesn't bother me, right? What bothers me is when you have Joe Schmo, you know, military looking guy listening to Limp Bizkit in a fantasy setting, all right? That annoys me, and that didn't happen that much. Yes. but it's just like, why did you design it that way? Why is a Limp Bizkit in our freaking Final Fantasy game?
You hate to see it.
Don't get it.
I will say, though, on the total opposite end of the spectrum. I'm a total, as I said earlier, I'm a total sucker for, there's a cute waifu, gotta play it.
Shameless, shameless.
Not, yeah.
There was this period of, where in Tales games, every character style was very similar. And that started in Hearts, Graces, I think Zillia 2, Systeria. All had like a very similar art style. And you could see it in the character designs. Like Azbel. Yeah. Let's look at Azbel.
A lot
and
Jude. Of cloaks with like elaborate designs on
it,
them.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, what is with this look? Stop it. Bring back the old designs, please. And they did.
Yeah, no, they were...
did kind of in
Arise. Yeah, Arise had top tier designs.
It was always those. It was always like diamonds and angles on their cloaks, and I was like, okay, is this in the same world? No, it's a completely different world. Okay, I get it. Just stop with the same design, please. I mean, you made Eternia, and then you made freaking Rebirth and Destiny and Symphonia, and they all look different. All the characters look unique.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Oh. That, yeah. But was it poor design? No. It's just design that I thought was lazy, and I noticed it every time I saw a new Tales game.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. What do you think about fashion about designs? What do you think about Nomura's design, where it's a bunch of zippers and belt buckles and...
I'm not so offended by it as other people are, but I do think it's a little much. Yeah.
I do like his art. Have you seen Nomura's art when he drew Smash characters? All the Smash... When Cloud was... first shown off, was first announced, they showed that character art with he drew all the Smash characters up to then. I was like, holy crap, that's great art.
You know who has been like knocking it out of the park, like game after game with character designs, and not necessarily the in-game character art, but like the portrait art is Falcom. All their character designs, like they just get better and better and better, and I'm like, man, like how do you constantly come up with like better character designs? Like, blows me away.
You just say that because they have a lot of great waifus.
Exactly. Are those not characters in the games?
I don't know. There's a debate in Falcom fans which art style they like. You know, the one, you know, the beginning art style with Trails in the Sky, the original ones, or the evil art, Evo art, and what's it called? Azure and Zero art. They all look different, and then it went to Cold Steel art, and that's the art that you are familiar with because that's the same style in the new Ys games as well.
Yep.
So,
I mean, their in-game art style still has a long ways to go. I think their biggest problem is the lighting engine, because they even like I've noticed what they do instead of like natural light coming through windows, they literally have like an effect for like a sun ray coming through, if that makes sense. And it's like, oh, this looks so bad. So yeah, they definitely got to work on their lighting engine. At some point it's like, just dude, just use Unreal, like stop screwing around, just use Unreal, it'll look way better.
Would it though? Would it?
It would look way better.
I don't know, it's gonna be a lot of popping.
Oh no.
What other designs? Kingdom Hearts design, right? Best character art?
No.
You know what really good design and fashion, I guess, this design in general, is Danganronpa.
Yeah, that's a very unique art style. I like
art
that.
Style.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Right? Good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, that was the last question, my friends. A little shorter episode today. It was a, you know, it's hard to get these off at, you know, all full hour and a half episodes, you know. But we're gonna be trying. You know, we're going to be trying to get back to a steady schedule. But, yeah. So, hopefully we'll have another one. This week we'll definitely be having, or in the next couple days, I don't know when this is coming out, right? We're going to have this episode and a spoiler cast. So, if you guys play Tales of Arise, I want to hear Taylor and I and Shadow ramble about it. Look forward to that. Taylor, do you have anything that you want to announce?
No, well, I'm... Hopefully I'll have a new video up on my channel. It was funny, I recorded audio last night, which would have been Wednesday or Tuesday night as of, you know, we're recording this. And I didn't get the video edited in time for the state of play. So I'm like, well, that's useless. And so now I'm probably going to talk about Star Ocean or something, because I haven't made a video in like a month. So
yeah,
if you want even more Star Ocean discussion, check out my channel.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back later.
Later.